God is good.
All the time.
All the time. Amen. We'll look a little while this morning on priorities. It says, follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love. Jesus Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. This time we'd like to go to God in prayer. Brother Charles, would you lead us in a word of prayer, please?
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Follow God's example. Follow God's example. Priorities. Now, priorities in the dictionary, it says, is a fact or condition of being regarded or treated as more important. So we have priorities in our life, and as we're molding and shaping our lives, we look at things that are more important to us, and that's sort of how we build our life all around about us. We can all agree today, priorities is with us each and every heartbeat of our lives, isn't it? Priorities come and we have to decide what is most important to us. Now, priorities change over our lifetime, doesn't it? When you were a little baby and you were growing up in your home, even to the day that you left your house, your mom and dad sort of set your priorities, didn't they? They told you where to go, when you were going to leave, what was going on. You didn't have a priority. That was pretty nice. I wouldn't mind going back to this. You didn't have priorities of paying the electric bill, right? You didn't have priorities of paying the water bill or the house payment or the car payment or any of those type of things. That priority was pretty important to who? To your mom and dad. And they took care of all of those things for you. As you get a little older, priorities, most important thing. I remember when I was getting close to 16, the most important thing to me was what? Graduating school or getting a good grade? No, getting my driver's license, right? That was most important thing to me. It's all I could think about. And that was my top priority, was to make sure that I could get my driver's license. Of course, when you're in school, when you're in elementary school, your top priority is to make it to what? To middle school. When you get in middle school, your top priority is what? To make it to high school. When you make it out of high school, your priority for some is to go off to college. Your priorities in life seem to change over life. And we've talked a lot about that in Sunday school in the past few weeks. As we go through the stages of life, our priorities change. The way we think changes, doesn't it? And what is most important to us in our life starts to change. I believe today it's important to have priorities, isn't it? It's important to have drive in your life. It's important for you to understand what is most important to you and have those goals and do your very best to reach those goals. As Christians, we know we have a big person that should be on the top of the list who's most important to us, don't we? The person that we should prioritize were at the very tip-top and saying, that is what is most important to me. You look over in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, and you know this scripture. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be what? Given to you as well. As we prioritize our lives, we have a lot of priorities. We have a lot of things that we say that are important to us, but the number one thing that the Scripture says that we need to do is on the top of our priority list is to seek the kingdom of God and do God's will and say to ourselves, that is what is most important to myself. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. He should be on the top of your to-do list, shouldn't he? Every day of your life, your priority should be drawing closer to God and saying every morning, I believe when you get up in the morning, you need to be thankful that your heart is still beating. Amen? You should be thankful that you're able to put your feet down on the floor and take a couple of steps, right? You should be able to say to yourself, thank God that I can see the beauty of this day. That is what is most important to us in our life every day, to have the priority of thanking God and truly believing that God gives us what we need in our life. There in Matthew, Jesus was teaching everyone to put God first. That doesn't mean life will be perfect, right? It doesn't mean just because you say, God, you're first in my life, and God, you're my top priority in my life, that doesn't mean that there's not going to be some situations that come in our life, because we all know for sure none of us here are perfect, right? Amen. We're all going to make mistakes. We're all going to do things that we say to ourselves, I hope I never do it again. Have you ever said that to yourself before? I hope I never, ever do that again. And then give me a couple of days and guess what? I did it again. But my top priority is still to serve God and seek God's face and know what the will of God is in my heart and my life. We have God as the top of our list. It causes us to have peace and wisdom and direction in our life when we can say, God, you are what I need in my life, and I'm going to prioritize my life in having you at that center of your will. But so often in our lives, we lose focus of where we need to be. Focus on having God to be the person that we first. Lose focus on how I let the outside influences come into our life, and we lose out what those priorities are. So this morning we want to look at a few little examples of some things that we do in our life that causes us to lose sight of having God at the top of our priority list. First of all, making temporary things more important than eternal things. Over in Luke chapter 12, beginning with verse 16, he says, and he told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, what shall I do? I have no place to store my crops. Then he said, this is what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store my surplus again. And I will say to myself, you have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, you fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with everyone who stores up things for themselves, but is not rich towards God. A man became so focused on building wealth that he forgot all about God. He made his wealth his top what? Priority. Instead of thinking about God. I think about this. Nick shared a little bit with it on Wednesday night at Recharge about building those bigger barns. I think to myself, that man must have thought, you know, if I have all these possessions, I have all of these things, I have all of this land, I have all of this crop, I have the barns big enough to hold all of these things, all I need to do now is just lay back, take it easy, and let everything work its way out. We see a lot of that in society today, don't we? Where people prioritize things over what? Over God. When they prioritize things over God. But God said to him, you fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. This man was worried and focused more on material things, and he neglected his soul. We all know today, as Christians, the most important thing that we can do in our life is turn our life and heart over to God, don't we? And know that's the most priority we need to have in our life. But so many today, instead of chasing the Almighty God, they're chasing what? The Almighty Dollar. And putting those things before God and not allowing God to be the center of our life. Mistakes happen to us. Over in Matthew 6:26, it says, what good would it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Today, as we think about what God's message is and His priority in our life, we need to say to ourselves, God, I'm going to work as hard as I can. And I believe God wants us to work, doesn't He? And I believe God wants us to have good jobs. I believe God wants us to have as much as we can, but we still have to be focused on the priority of putting God first in everything that we do. We've got to seek Him and know His will in our hearts and our lives. So today, as you look at your life, and I can tell you when you get to retirement age, you sort of start looking over everything of your life and everything that you've done. Well, the most important thing that you can have in your life at every age of your life is have God, isn't it? And know that God has been a part of everything that you've had in your life. Because we know without God, we've had nothing, wouldn't we? God has given us what we need and blessed us with everything. Also, we need to prioritize our relationships. Relationships are most important in the Bible. The Bible tells us that we need to work on our relationships and know more about God and others that are around about us. It is great to love someone. I believe today, you ready, husbands? Husbands should love their wives. Amen?
Amen.
Wives, guess what? You should love your husbands. Amen? Moms and dads, you should love your kids. Amen? Grandparents, we should love our grandkids. Amen? And more important than anything else, the most important relationship you should have is you should love God. That's the most important relationship you should have. And that relationship needs to be worked on and matured and loved. I've learned in my life, and I can say this because my wife's here and I think she'll be okay with this. I've learned to her more and more, loved her more and more every year we're married. Even though she still loves me more and more, even though she finds out my bad habits more and more and more, right? But you learn how to love. And you learn how to have that. And you know with your kids, you love them. But guess what? Your kids are not perfect, are they? Your kids are going to make mistakes. Your kids are going to say things. And I've had people say, well, I don't know if I can bring that family matter together. I don't know if we can fix that. I don't know if that's something we can handle. But we need to prioritize and say we serve a God that loves. We need to have that love with others around about us. But as Christians, the most important relationship we can have in our life is our relationship with God. This should be our number one priority in everything that we do. We should be praying to God every day and saying, God, I love you. What's so great about this is I know when I say to God that I love Him, beyond any shadow of a doubt in my life, I know for sure, what? That God loves me. No doubt about it. Even though sometimes I don't make Him my priority, and I don't say you're the most important thing to me. I need to share more with God and say to God, God, you're the most important thing to me. And because of that, God, I want to be around you. I want to, what? Pray to you. I want to read my Bible every day, study and know more about you. And beyond that, God, I want to tell others about you. I found out in my life, the people that you love, you talk about, don't you? You talk about. Well, I got to see my grandkids yesterday. And, you know, one of the things about kids is you're away from them for just a little while. And, boy, they change, don't they? It's like their parents go home when you're a grandparent. It's like their parents go home and put Miracle-Gro on them. It's grow overnight. Gage can look down now at Sheila. Isn't that something? Look down at Sheila. And y'all remember Gage used to be a little boy right here. Now he's all the way up here. Our kids and we love talking about them. You have pictures on your phone, don't you? Of your kids and your grandkids and maybe like I do, pictures of your dog, right, Emma? We have all of those things on our phone and we And we make it a priority and we say, let me tell you what my grandson did. Let me tell you what my granddaughter did. Let me tell you about what my kids did. Let me tell you what all the glory things that they've done and the glorious things that they've done in their life. Let me tell you all about them. And not only that, I want to show you how much I love them because they're always with me and I'm always willing to share and they're a priority to me and I want to share about those because I love them. Well, that's great to do, isn't it? But we also need to be happy and excited about sharing who? About God. And sharing to others and say, He's my top priority. He's my dearest friend. He is the one that will never leave me nor forsake me. He is always there with me. To have that love of Christ in my heart, in my life. Because we can all say today, God has been good to us, right? God has blessed us. God has given to us abundantly more than I could ever deserve. How good God has been to me. And it is my priority to draw closer and closer to God in my relationship with Him. Also, we need to seek God's will in every decision we make in our life. We need to seek God's will in every decision that we make in our life. Priorities are big decisions in our lives. In Proverbs, it tells us that we need to seek God's direction in everything that we do. I truly believe today, if you put God first, things are going to go good, aren't they? The deacons can tell you that we make it a priority here at this church that no matter what meeting we have, no matter if it's going to be one of those stand-up meetings or sit-down meetings, whether it's going to be a long, drawn-out meeting or just a very short meeting, before we start any meeting here at this church, we always start it with what? With prayer. And we say that prayer because we say, God, this is not our meeting, right? It's your meeting. And we're wanting to do our very best to have you to be a part of our life. And I believe today that Bethlehem Church needs God in it, right? Amen. I don't believe we'd have anything if we didn't have God a part of our church. But I believe also that your family needs God in it, doesn't it? So that means in everything that you do in your family, can you imagine how much better it would be if you stopped and you thanked and you said, God, what is your will? I told you I was able to see the grandkids yesterday. We went out to eat, because that's always a big priority, right? Priority. Go out to eat and spend time together. And we were busy, and you know, I'm the preacher, right? I'm supposed to remember things and supposed to do the things that I tell you all to do. I'm supposed to remember all of those things. Well, not only that, the preacher's wife was there. She should remember things, right? That I preach to you and I tell you that we need to do all the time and all those type of things. We were busy. Priority was keep catching up on what's going on with their lives, what's been going on with us, and so on and so forth. Our food came, and boy, it looked good. Big old juicy hamburger, had cheese and all that good stuff on it. I was just getting ready to eat it. And you know, as I was making it way up there, you know what my grandsons did? We haven't prayed yet. That sort of put a little chill down my spine just a little bit. Because somehow, someway, he had heard that not by his grandpapa all the time, but he had learned that we need, before we do anything, we need to make God a what? A priority. And we say to God, God, I wouldn't have this food without you. God, I wouldn't have this house without you. God, I wouldn't have this family without you. God, I wouldn't have these friends that I have without you. God, I wouldn't have this job without you. God, I wouldn't have all the material things that I have in my life without you. And God, no matter what they are, you're always going to be what? First. and I'm always going to rely upon you. I believe today we can all agree that if our country would go back and ask for God's blessing before things are being done, we'd be a whole lot stronger, wouldn't we? Amen? We'd have a whole... People say, preacher, what's going to happen? What with all these things and everything that you hear on the news and the tragedies that take place and the hurtings and the shootings and all of these type of things that go on in the world, how are things ever going to change? Well, I believe there's only one thing can get us back to where we need to be. We need to put God in the driver's seat, don't we? We need to have God as our top priority and everything. Can you imagine if before every vote that took place in Washington, D.C., that people actually prayed and they talked to God and they asked God to say, God, what should we do? Can you imagine every decision that our leaders of our country make today and every day, if they stopped and prayed to God and asked for God's direction and God's help in our lives? One of the things that people say, well, they're taking prayer away. You can't pray in public. You can't do all these type of things. Well, one of the things that I've learned over my life, nobody can stop you from closing your eyes, can they? And nobody, wherever you are, can stop you by why you have those eyes closed and you're in that humble situation. Nobody can cause you and say, don't be praying. Because you're not hearing you. It's just between you and what? You and God. That's a priority, isn't it? When you say to yourself, God, no matter what I do, God, no matter where I am, you are going to be that top priority. I look over our congregation this morning. A lot of folks have a lot of different priorities, don't you? You have a lot of things going on. You have a lot of things you hope that you see in your life. And you have a lot of goals and ambition and a lot of things that you hope happens in the near future or maybe on down the line. This is your big game plan. This is where you're going to be in a few years. Always remember, no matter what, never put God in the back seat, right? Always have God in that driver's seat in your life. And say to God, my priority, God, is not what's best for me or what I want to happen or what I hope to happen or this is my dream. What we need to hope for in our life is say, God, you are the one that I'm going to ask for that assistance and guidance in my life to do your will. Today, I believe our number one priority in life is to seek God, but also we want to be with God, don't we? Amen. We want to make sure that our heart and life is right with God. One of the things we all have to realize is no matter how much we've got, we can't take it with us. Amen? Can't do it, even though you want to. I've had a lot of weddings and I've never seen a lot of funerals. I've had a lot of funerals in my life and I've never seen anything pulled behind the hearse. Have you? Can't take those things with you. Can't do it. They will all be staying here. The only thing that you have in your life is to know that heaven is going to be my home. People may say, well, Brother Paul, pretty much I think everybody that's here is saved and they made that decision in their heart and life. Why do you say that? Because I believe that the Word of God needs to go out every Sunday if there's anybody that needs to make that change in their life. This is a time for that. Maybe you need to prioritize and say, well, Brother Paul, you know, I gave my heart and life to Christ a long time ago. I made that decision. I laid aside all those sins that I had in my life. I've tried to do things, but maybe I've drifted away a little bit. Maybe God's not as important to me as He used to be. Maybe I'm letting other things control me more than God's controlling me. Maybe I need to look at my life. What is so great about God is even though you drift away, God's always willing to, what? Take you back. Take you back with no questions asked. Because He already knows what you've done, right? He's asked you just to come on back home and say, God, I'm going to do my very best to make you a priority in my life. So today, examine yourself. Are you building bigger barns? Just to build bigger barns? Are you going to say to yourself, God, I want to make sure no matter what, I am going to seek you, I am going to seek your face, and do your will? Listen to him this morning as we have a closing song. Joan, all right.